Hi everybody, and welcome to Annabelle's Science A-Go-Go with me, Annabelle Fox. Today's show is just bursting with hot science, so let's go, go, go! First, the science news. What's the gossip in the laboratories this week? Well, I hear that Brian Cox, you know, that annoying little twerp who keeps turning up on TV droning on about everything from galaxies to chaffinches, well, it seems he'd finally done something interesting. According to my sources, some of whom were sober at the time, Brainy Brian has developed his own Jekyll and Hyde formula. That's right, when he drinks it, he turns into a grumpy old Scotch actor. Well done, Brian. It can only be an improvement. And now, let's meet my guests for today. I'm very glad to welcome a man who can light my Bunsen burner any time. Hunky Bavarian physicist, Dr. Kurt Wefner.
Hello, Annabelle.
Kurt is the director of special projects at the Max Planck Institute in Geneva, a three-time winner of the Heisenberg Prize for Scientific Uncertainty, and he would definitely be Mr. December in my personal science hunks calendar. He would certainly spice up those long winter nights. Oh, and my other guest is Robert Winston. Now, Kurt.
Actually, that's Professor Robert Winston, head of...
Oh, do shut up, Winston. Nobody wants to listen to you blowing your own trumpet, honestly. Now, Kurt, I believe you've been developing a new alloy called diamantium, which everybody tells me is super hard.
That's right, Annabelle. By bonding two different elements, we have increased its molecular density by a factor of 5.
5 times harder, eh? Whew. And how did you pull that off?
We did it by exposing the raw elements to the superheated temperatures in excess of 5,000 degrees Kelvin.
5,000 degrees? Now that's hot!
Actually, Annabelle, I've been carrying out some very interesting research into...
Winston, please! Will you just let Kurt get a word in edgewise? Now, Kurt, tell me, what are you doing after the show? I had in mind an intimate supper at my place. I could give you a sneak preview of some of the gorge outfits I'll be wearing in my new bikini photo shoot.
I'm sorry, Annabelle. I'm going out to dinner with my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? I suppose she's some scrawny little Tyrolean housefrau.
Actually, she's an Australian surfing champion.
Really? Couldn't she get a real job?
I'm free tonight, Annabelle.
Yes, I'm sure you are, Winston, but I'm not in the mood for an evening of embalming. Oh well, there's my director giving me the sign that we're out of time. Either that, or he's auditioning for the lead in Sweeney Todd. So, everybody, until next time, keep your cyclotron fired up. You never know what might pop out.